you might not think of it this way, but your car just might be the biggest thing that you own that eventually gets recycled. I mean, someday, either you're going to junk it or maybe some future owner will. Anyway, I'm out in front of a car shop in my neighborhood, and with the health of cars in mind, I thought I would ask some of the people around here, percentage-wise, just how much of a junked car eventually gets recycled.
I would say maybe like 5% of the car.
I'll say like, I don't know, 20-30% probably of a car.
I guess the recycled one can be like 30%.
Maybe like, I guess like 50%.
About 70%.
In my little unscientific survey here, it turns out that most people are giving a pretty low estimate of how much of a junked car ends up being recycled. The auto industry and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency say about 80% of a junk car gets recycled, and the rest heads to landfills. Sounds pretty good, but that means we bury about 5 million tons of junked car pieces each year. To understand why they can't recycle even more of the car, I'm going to talk to Jim Watson, who runs ABC Auto Wreckers in a suburb just south of Chicago.
We don't want to landfill anything. The objective is to take the entire vehicle, process it, and have all the parts reused.
Watson shows me his shop where he pulls parts for the used auto market. A dozen workers lift hoods, twist tires, and pull out stuff I don't even recognize. It's kind of like an assembly line, but in reverse.
They do an analysis and inventory each of the parts on the car that have a probability of sale or what we've identified. And then they will harvest or pull those parts off the car.
Watson and some of the bigger auto wreckers have part scrapping down to a science, but it's expensive to keep pulling parts and keep space open for scrap yards. Eventually, Watson pulls off everything useful from a car, and then he sends it to a car shredder.
A machine that actually beats it apart and shreds the car into small fist-size or hand-size components.
Recyclers can pull out big shreds of steel and aluminum, but about 20% of the car is left over. This shredder residue gets tossed into landfills, but scientists are thinking about how to recycle this shredded mess. One of these scientists works at a lab at Argonne National Laboratory near Chicago.
This is what shredder residue looks like.
Dr. Bassam Jodi reaches into a cardboard box and scoops a jumble of car seat foam, metal cable, wood, and shards of plastic. Jody says shredder residue is a recycler's nightmare.
Maybe there's more than 20 different types of plastics. And I tell you about plastics are generally incompatible. They do not like each other. They don't work together very well.
Jody is developing machines to safely clean and separate all this stuff.
The more materials you have in the mixture, the more difficult it is to separate. So the trick is to do it economically and to be able to produce materials from it that could be used in value-added products.
What can they make out of?
Car parts. For example, this is a steering column cover.
Jody says he gets a kick out of his work. After all, he just might squeeze a bit more good out of our cars. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.